following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Deo. Deo gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half corner. It's on its way. It is short. And a come from behind win by Elm Creek. Banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Today, it's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament in Kearney. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
They're down two with one timeout. They get it into the hands of Brendan Axman. He's double-teamed to the right side. Stops. Gets it into Eckhout. Eckhout's in the paint. Back out to Axman. A three-pointer by Miller for the win. Got it! And Pleasanton has upset Axtell.
Once again, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament features a strong and balanced field, all leading to a pair of conference champions to be crowned tonight. It's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament coming up next. But first, in your Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to the Viera Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Sports Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, three games are in the books, and now the one that everybody was kind of looking for. Two top 10 teams getting together to decide the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Championship. Top-seeded Wilcox Hildreth will be taking on second-seeded Amherst. These two teams have not gotten together yet this year, so we have no history to look at. Both come in 17-1, both of them number six in the state, as Wilcox Hildreth is number six in Class D2. Amherst is number six in Class D1. So this one should be a lot of fun. These two teams very similar to each other. They like to run. They'll shoot. They'll play defense. They'll get after you on both ends of the court. And this should be a great basketball game, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you here on ESPN Radio. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks for joining us here at the Viero Event Center. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Let's get you caught up in what has happened here so far today at the Viero Event Center, as three of the four games on the day have wrapped up. We'll begin on the girls' side, where Axtell just a few moments ago won the Fort Kearney Conference Championship with a 53-47 win over Elm Creek. They started the game on a 14-0 run and then have to hold on down the stretch, winning it 53-47. The girls' consolation game earlier today was won by Amherst, 37-29 over Pleasanton. On the boys' side, we had a consolation game at 4 o'clock today, and that had Elm Creek getting past Pleasanton 62-50. And now Wilcox Hildreth, the number one seed, taking on second-seeded Amherst here for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Over in Hastings, Adams Central won their own, well, not their own invitational. They won the conference championship with a 50-33 win over Ord very comfortably on their home floor for the boys' championship. And also Wood River came from behind to defeat Kearney Catholic in the consolation game on the boys' side, 75-65. The Kearney Catholic girls had absolutely no problem today in their championship game over Centura, winning it 68-29. We do not have word yet on the consolation game between Ord and St. Paul, and we'll try to get that score for you as well. One other score to pass on to you as well. Kearney with a 43-40 lead over Columbus as they are at the end of three quarters of play, and we'll follow that for you as well. The Bearcats at home taking on Columbus, and they lead it 43-40 as they head to the fourth quarter. So that gets you updated on all the high school scores that we can get our greedy little mitts on, and it's time to amp things up and get ready for basketball here at the Viero Event Center between Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Time now for the 5 Points Bank starting lineup. Brought to you by, of course, 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Amherst Broncos. They'll be in their road red uniforms, the other school color being silver, of course, and they'll have silver across the front that says Amherst with silver letters, numbers, and trim. Their starters are Trevor Adelung, a 5'9 sophomore who averages 12.5 points a ball game. Trey Tobenheim is a 5'10 junior who averages 8.6 points a ball game. Braden Eckhout, a 6-foot tall junior, is averaging 18 points per ball game. Cale Preble, 6-foot tall senior, he's averaging 1.4 points a contest. And Ty Hadwiger, the 6'2 junior, is averaging 14.4 points per ball game for head coach Bill Giffen. As we mentioned, Amherst 17-1 on the season, rated number 6 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald, in Class D1. Meanwhile, for Wilcox Hildreth, they're the number 1 seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Their starters are Marshall Jeldon, a 6-foot-tall senior who averages 8.8 points and 4.6 rebounds a game. Ivan Demet Ogg is 5'8 and a senior. He's averaging 9 points and 2 rebounds a game. Matt Heinrichs, the coach's son, is 6'3 and a junior. He averages 11.2 points, 7.6 rebounds. Dalton Penny, a 5'11 senior, averages 5.6 points and 5 rebounds a contest. Tristan Farley, 6'5 and a junior, altered a lot of shots yesterday in the semifinals, as Farley, 6'5 junior, is averaging 10.6 points, 10.4 rebounds, and he also averages about 2.6 blocks per ball game. He had 4 yesterday in their semifinal win over Elm Creek, and that game went to overtime, but Wilcox Hildreth won it yesterday 53-41. Elm Creek did not score it in the overtime period, and Amherst relatively easily got past Pleasanton yesterday 61-42. Those are your starters, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the tip between the Falcons and the Broncos here from the Viero Event Center right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today. Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from 2 payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. This will wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and chemical. Starters being announced right now for Wilcox Hildreth. They do a nice thing here. They introduce the entire team. They do the visiting team's non-starters and then the non-starters for the home team, and then they give the starters for both teams after that, very similar to what they do in the finals at the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. So it's kind of a nice environment, and again, the conference loves coming here in part because it does have that state basketball tournament feel a little bit, because there's 1, 2, 3, 4 sections pretty well full on the far side from Amherst, and the same thing's true for the Wilcox Hildreth side right behind us, and then the student body gets to sit right behind the baskets, and that's kind of a neat environment as well with this large open space. It really is a great venue to watch some high school basketball, and if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday night, well, come on down, and we promise you a pretty good basketball game here between Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth. Both teams are 17-1 on the season. Both teams number 6 in the state, 2 different classes. Wilcox Hildreth is D2, and Amherst is class D1. So this one's going to be a good one. They have not played yet this season. They will get together the last week of the regular season, and they, of course, are meeting here for the conference championship. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, and doing the jumping is going to be Farley going up against Eckhout, and the tip is going to be out of bounds. And trying to save the ball there is Hadwiger, and Hadwiger hit the table, moved the table, and he's limping a little bit. He got hit with that leg over there, and he is limping. So right out of the chute, bad news here for Amherst. On the opening tip, they have Hadwiger limping off the field. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney. So the basketball belongs here to the Falcons as they have it in the offensive end. And Demet Ogg will throw the ball away. It was stolen away on the entry pass down low. And now Eckhout will bring in the offensive end. Eckhout will get the ball back around on this left side. Preble will set a screen after passing it off. Eckhout now will dribble to the free throw line and hit the jumper. Braden Eckhout gets it started with a nice little floater, and he hits it right from the free throw line. Long pass, and Ivan Demet Ogg can't connect with Sheldon. That'll be another Wilcox Hildreth turnover. And the officials are being called over to get a clarification. I'm sure it'll be a discussion about the possession arrow, about who really has the ball to start the game, as they're not sure how to classify that. The tip was touched by Amherst, and when Hadwiger tried to save it, it was out of bounds, so the possession arrow. We've got it all straightened out here, and it'll be the possession arrow right now is pointing to Wilcox Hildreth. They got that right. So Adelung will dribble to the left side, and he'll hit a little floater. It's up and in. Just a 15-footer, and pressure being put on, and Wilcox Hildreth turns the ball over again. They're trying to connect with Heinrichs, and we've got another Wilcox Hildreth turnover. And the officials are again meeting over at the scorer's table to have the discussion about exactly what they want to do here. Chad Beasley and Jim Langan having the discussion. Tim Higgins is on the baseline holding the basketball, waiting to see exactly what they got here. I would have it that Wilcox Hildreth would have the possession arrow. And they did move it, and they're discussing it with the coaches, so everybody's on the same page here. So Coach Giffen gets the information, and we're all set and ready to go here. Odd play to start the game. With the drill in the basketball here is going to be Toppenheim. Toppenheim gives it into the lane. Kick back out here for Adelung. Adelung gives left side for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout's looking inside here for Holden Eckhout. And they'll get it to the free throw line here for Preble. Preble gives the ball back out for Braden. And Braden will kick the ball on the right side here for Cale Preble. They'll hand the ball off for Toppenheim. Toppenheim dribbles through the lane. Pivots, will spin, shoot, and score. So Trey Toppenheim with a nice little pivot there, and Amherst starts the game on a 6-0 run. And they're trapping the basketball. With it is Ivan Demet Ogg, They break the press, get it up the head to Heinrichs. Heinrichs is going to drive, shoot, back the iron, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and last touched by the Falcons. Heinrichs, I think, wanted to get a little body contact in there and hopefully have a foul call, but it did not come. And Amherst comes up with the basketball. It's Adelung in the offensive end. He's pressured by Demidog as he uses up his dribble, gives it to Holdenek out. Holden will dribble and get it to his older brother, Braden. Out for Cale Preble. Preble, turnaround jumper, no good. And Heinrichs will pull down the rebound. So Heinrichs with the rebound will bring it up, and they'll give it off here for Farley. Farley back it in. Justin Farley then in the lane, shot no good. Ball goes through his hands. Rebound is going to be to Dalton Penny. So Penny pulls down the rebound and will work the ball back around the perimeter. A three-pointer on that left side for Heinrichs, no good. Farley pulls down the rebound, passes it in underneath, and we've got a foul. Dalton Penny's going to head to the free throw line. Got a nice dish there by Tristan Farley, and we've got a foul on the arm. And Tobenheim going to be called for the foul. So Dalton Penny will have two free throws here, and the first one hits the front of the rim and is no good. Ward beats St. Paul 47-41 to win the consolation game of the girls' LUPLAC Conference Tournament. Second free throw here for Penny is up and good. So he makes one out of two, and there goes the shutout as Wilcox Hildreth is on the board now. Back out, will hand the ball, will get the ball handed off to him. He'll drive, and his shot is off the mark, but he's able to pull down his own rebound. And Adelung will get a little screen here, and they'll just reset the offense. They kick it out for Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim gives right side for Preble. Off the screen, they get it for Holdenek out. Holden's going to drive. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Farley. Farley pulls down the bound. Not a bad look there at all as Heinrichs has it. He'll spin in the lane, kicking it out for Demidog. And Demidog will back out, get it inside. Posting up as Farley, and Farley took an extra step. Wilcox Hildreth with the turnover. And turnover-wise, four turnovers against Wilcox Hildreth, none for Amherst. They've taken much better care of the ball. And again, we're looking over there. They are working on Hadwiger. He is not on the bench at the moment. No, he checked back into the ball game. So they got him worked out, and he's back into the game after getting a hit in the table on the opening tip. He'll drive the lane, puts up a little shot. No good. Rebound here for Adelung. Adelung missed the putback. And they'll kick the ball up ahead to Jeldon as it was rebounded by Heinrichs, and we're going to have a little hold over there on the backside. So that's going to be the third foul as a team here against Amherst as the foul is on Hadwiger. And then a turnover on the inbounds play. So coming up with a little flash down low is going to be Eckhout. And holding Eckhout. Knives through there, leading the fast break after the turnover. And he'll lay it up and in. So Wilcox Hildreth, those turnovers are really starting to add up. Heinrichs from the free throw line will kick the ball back out here on the left side for Dax Fouts, who checked in. Fouts is able to get it inside here. And leaning in is going to be Tristan Farley. Farley just over the top of everybody, shoots it in from about 4 feet away. First field goal of the game for Wilcox Hildreth. Adelung, he's going to step back. He's going to fire a three. It's well short and out of bounds. And that'll be an air ball, and he'll hear that chant a little bit as Wilcox Hildreth will inbound. But they'll face some pressure here as they get it to Farley. Farley going to be picked up there by Hadwiger. Long pass up ahead to Heinrichs, who gives it to Jeldon. Jeldon in the lane. Little ball fake. Goes up and in. Kind of put it on his hip and then did a little bunny hook. And we've got a three-point ball game. Back it in is Eckhout. Eckhout's going to drive. Shot no good. And rebound taken out by Wilcox Hildreth. Snagging the bound there is going to be Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives it to Jeldon. Jeldon will fire a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Broncos. They're on the run here. Tobenheim has it. He'll kick the ball back out for Hadwiger. Hadwiger will fire a three. That's no good. Offensive rebound down low for Trey Tobenheim. He can't get that to fall. Rebounded by Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will kick the ball up ahead. Driving through the lane here is going to be Dalton Penny. Penny's shot is no good. And a rebound is saved into the hands of Adelung. And he's on the run. He'll kick the ball here left side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim, quick jumper, no good. Heinrichs pulls down another rebound. And Heinrichs now will slow it down just a little bit and only run at about a full run to bring it to half court. They'll give it right side for Jeldon. That's about the slowest pace this game has been. They'll get the ball off here to Dax Fouts. Fouts has it stolen away. Wilcox-Hilder turns it over. And on the layup here is Trey Tobenheim after the bad pass. And he'll lay it up and in. 10-5, 2:05 to go, quarter number one. With it is number five. Dribbling is Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs backing in from the free throw line. Doesn't want to shoot the top of Adelung, so he'll kick the ball back out here for Dax Fouts. Fouts drives, loses the ball. It's rolling around. It's going to be covered by Amherst, and we got a timeout. It was in the hands ever so slightly, just for a brief period of time there, into the hands of Trey Tobenheim, and Tobenheim will have his head coach call a timeout for him to preserve the possession. 10-5, we're late in the first quarter, and we're back right after this timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back to the Vero Event Center right after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here. Amherst to inbound the basketball as Kale Preble will just get the ball in the hands of Trevor Adelung here. Holdenek out. And Bramer into the game as well for the Broncos. Bounce pass out to Holdenek out. Holden gets it in the lane here for Preble. Preble jumper is up, no good. And Bramer pulls down the rebound and then has it tied up. So both Eckouts out there at the moment. And to inbound it here is going to be Braden Eckout as the possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. So the Broncos will toss it in. That's going to be Eckout. Eckout will lob it into his younger brother. And so Holden will work it around the perimeter off of a screen left side to give it for Braden. Braden doesn't want to try a long three-pointer over the top of Dalton Penny. He'll give it to Adelung. He'll drive. Has the shot partially blocked there by Dalton Penny. And Penny comes up with the basketball. Long pass going to be intercepted by Adelung. Adelung comes up with the steal. He'll drive, get fouled, and there'll be two shots as he was fouled from behind by Ivan Demidog. I thought Demidog had a nice clean block there, but he kind of brought the ball down and on the block then got the arms. He initially started clean. Well, they're actually going to say that that foul was not on him. They're actually going to give the foul here to Matt Heinrichs. And they're going to say that was on the body then. Free throw by Adelung is no good. That's a bit of a rarity. As he misses that, and our score remains 10-5 with a minute 10 to go here, first quarter. Second free throw is up and good for Adelung. So a six-point Amherst lead. Start the game on a 6-0 run. Dalton Penny facing some pressure, overthrows Matt Heinrichs, and Wilcox-Hildreth turns the ball over again. That's going to be their eighth turnover in the game. And Amherst facing some pretty good pressure by Wilcox-Hildreth, but they have not turned the ball over yet. Final minute, quarter number one, hold the neck out, right side. We'll get the ball out to Trey Tobenheim. Then on that right wing for Handwiger. Ball fake here for Adelung. Adelung works the ball back around. Here's a long jumper by Handwiger. Shot's no good, and Farley will pull down the defensive rebound. And Demidog will not face much pressure. We'll just walk it across the timeline and hand the ball off to Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs picked up defensively by Preble. Man-to-man is Amherst at the moment, and they'll get the ball top of the circle here for Penny. Penny throws it down low. Backdoor cut for Heinrichs, and Heinrichs is fouled. Again, that pass just at the corner of the lane down to the other corner of the lane. And the foul is going to be called here on Holdenek out. And the free throw good for Heinrichs. So Heinrichs makes the first of two. and Jeldon will check back into the ballgame. Heinrichs, the 72% free throw shooter, hits the back of the iron here, fights for the rebound. It's loose. And the rebound is going to be dribbled out of there by Trey Taubenheim. Taubenheim on the bounce, 17 seconds to go. Picked up by Jeldon, gets a little screen. Still dribbling is Taubenheim. Taubenheim with 10 seconds left. Gets it in the lane to Hadwiger, who's going to kick it out right side. Eckhout's going to fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Jeldon. Jeldon's outlet pass stolen away. Three-pointer at the buzzer off glass. No good for Eckhout. So Eckhout was able to come up with the basketball. Wasn't able to hit either three-point opportunity that he had, but great hustle there after Wilcox Hilder turned the ball over. So we will head to the second quarter. It's 11-6, a five-point lead right now for Amherst. We'll be back right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Wilcox Hildreth down by five, has the basketball as we start the quarter. And a nice little dump pass in there, but trouble handling the ball in underneath is going to be Dax Fouts. And Fouts misses the shot. That was a great pass by Ivan Demidog. And it's going to end up with a kind of a one and done. Eckhout dribbles that right side. He's going to fire up a quick three-pointer. No good. Jeldon will pull down the rebound. So Jeldon will slow it down, give it to Demidog. And they'll give it off on the right side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane, will drive, knife back in, lay it off glass and score. I thought he was going to have to try the tougher left-handed shot on that other side, but somehow quick enough and pivoted in there and hit it off glass using that dominant right hand. Quick little runner here for Eckhout. Eckhout shots no good and rebounded by Farley. So Farley pulls down the bound after Amherst couldn't get the bunny to go. And they'll get the ball in transition underneath the Farley. And Farley going to be fouled. Going to get another dump pass in there for Demidog, who got the ball to Farley, who was running the floor very nicely after getting the rebound on one end. He got down the court about the same time as his point guard on the other. And we're going to have Hadwiger call for his second foul. And the free throw is no good here. So the free throw, no good for Farley, who's a 59% free throw shooter. He's been there a lot. He's been there about 70 times this year, and the second free throw is also no good. And the rebound going to be taken out of there by Heinrichs. So Heinrichs with the offensive rebound after Farley missed a couple of free throws. So on that right side, Dax Fouts will drive on the baseline, and he stepped out of bounds. He was trying to make his way past the Eckhout brothers. And as he stepped to get around Holden there, he turns the ball over. So Wilcox Hildreth with another turnover. Add along in the offensive end. We'll kick on the right side here for Preble. Preble looks to the inside, gives it between the circles here for Taubenheim. They'll give it out for Adelung. Preble's got it top of the circle. Right side over for Taubenheim. Taubenheim still has the dribble. He'll give it to Adelung. Adelung will be picked up man-to-man here by Demidog. Gets a little screen by Holden Eckhout, and they'll get the ball back out here for Taubenheim. Taubenheim dribbles top of the circle, kicks right wing here for Preble. Preble will enter the ball inside for Holden Eckhout. Holden's shot is no good, and rebounded by Heinrichs. Heinrichs with another rebound as Demidog brings in the offensive end. Man-to-man goes Amherst on their end of the court defensively. Jeldon works the ball around left side, driving in underneath. Shot no good here for Farley. Farley can't get it to go, and Holdenek out will pull down the rebound. He'll give it to Adelung. Adelung will now give it off to Trey Tobenheim. Trey dribbles between the legs, a little jump stop, kicks it out for Holdenek out. They find Preble 15 feet away. His jumper is no good, and Demet Ogg with the rebound and is on the run. He'll drive all the way in, and he'll charge. Stopping in underneath is Cale Preble. And that'll be a player control foul. So 5:25 to go here, second quarter, three-point ball game. Amherst 11, Wilcox Hildreth 8, and they're wiping up a little perspiration there on the floor. And again, the opening tip, Ty Hadwiger tried to save it and ended up hitting his quad on the table and limped off and really hasn't been in the game a whole lot since. He was out there momentarily, and he's on the bench right now. So we'll see whether or not he can get that stretched out. On the bounce here is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim, top of the circle, over for Adelung. And a nice job of hedging off of there by Jeldon to make sure Adelung didn't get the shot off. And we'll work it back around the perimeter. Adelung's got it again. Demet Ogg will pressure him. Adelung with the drive. Shot blocked by Heinrichs and rebounded by Farley. So he'll get the defensive rebound after Heinrichs comes up with the block. So good overall team defense there. Demet Ogg has it, top of the circle. Adelung will pressure him. Demet Ogg dribbles to his right. 5-second count, not on anymore as he's able to create a little bit of space here. Now they'll start it. He'll dribble down to the baseline, gets it out for Jeldon, who will give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, top of the circle, dumps it in underneath for Farley. Lost it. Heinrichs comes up with it, and he'll lay it up and in. He threw it to the big man down low. It was being juggled around, so Heinrichs went in there, ran and grabbed it, and laid it off the glass. Good read there by Matt Heinrichs. That's not exactly how they drew that up, but it worked perfectly. Holdenek out on the bounce. Gives the ball on the left side here for Braden, and they'll give it to Adelung, who drives and is fouled before he puts up a shot. So Ivan Demet Ogg is called for the hold here. And so the Broncos will inbound underneath the basket. Braden Eckhout to trigger it in. Bramer sets a pretty strong screen in there, and now will roll. Can't really get anything in underneath, so they'll kick it out for Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim gives it off on the right wing. And on the dribble now is going to be Braden Eckhout. Eckhout, nice jump stop, shoots over the top of Heinrichs, no good. Rebound going to be taken out by Dalton Penny, and here come the Falcons on the run. They'll kick the ball up ahead, left-handed layup, and it rolls in. Great pass and good body control by Dax Fouts, who hits a very tough layup. Tobenheim will slow it down. Wilcox Hildreth, their first lead of the ball game. They lead it 12-11. And on the bounce here is going to be Tobenheim. He'll give it right side for Adelung. Adelung being pressured there by Fouts a little bit. Now he'll dribble. And he'll just flip it behind him to Trey Tobenheim, who drives. And before the shot, we've got a foul. And I think that's going to be on Wilcox Hildreth trying to fight through one of those screens. They're going to be called for a push. That'll be on Jeldon. And that's exactly what it'll be. It'll be a foul on him. And a timeout being taken here. Full timeout by Amherst with 3:24 to go. In the second quarter, they trail it 12-11. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We'll be back to the Vero Event Center right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. A 12-11 lead here for the Wilcox Hildreth boys. Trailed it 6-0 early on as that pressure for Amherst really was doing a lot of damage. But since then, they've handled that pressure a little bit better, and they've been able to forge themselves a one-point lead here with 3:24 to go in the second quarter. And the Broncos will try to take the lead back as they inbound on the baseline. Eckhout's going to trigger it in, and he'll get the ball out for Hadwiger. Hadwiger will set a screen after passing it around, and he'll get the ball back out here for Eckhout. Eckhout out for Adelung. Screen set by Hadwiger. Now Adelung will shoot over the top of it. No good. And Heinrichs will pull down the rebound. So Amherst getting a little cold here shooting-wise. And Heinrichs will ask for a little help. And will get the ball off on the right side here for Dalton Penny. Back to the elbow of the Fouts. Fouts will kick the ball back out for Penny. Around the perimeter we go as Jeldon has it. Throws it on the baseline. A little drive. Shot no good for Tristan Farley. And rebounded by Holden Eckhout. So Holden Eckhout pulls down the defensive rebound, and a nice look there for Wilcox Hildreth, but nothing easy. And we're going to have a walk as they got the ball into the hands of Hadwiger, and Hadwiger will turn it over. Hadwiger has a couple of fouls. That's one of the reasons why he sat out, and he also missed a little playing time because of that short-term injury to that quad off the opening tip when he flew into the table trying to make the save. Ball going to be inbounded here for Farley, and he'll get the ball out to Fouts. Dax Fouts and Farley playing a little catch. They'll throw it up ahead here to Heinrichs. Two on two here as Heinrichs is going to drive, take it off glass, score, and now head to the free throw line. Matt Heinrichs just had us a little seam, went in attack mode immediately, was able to bank it in off the glass and collect the foul by Trevor Adelung. And that'll be his first. So Heinrichs, the 72% free throw shooter, hits the free throw here. And we'll give Wilcox Hildreth their largest lead of the game, 15-11. So off on the right side, Preble has it. Preble works it around to Hadwiger, who kicks out for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout's going to pull the trigger on a three right on line, but just a little bit short, and then saved and stolen. And they're going to call a foul here on Matt Heinrichs as he'll be called for the push against Trevor Adelung, who was able to steal the ball essentially as a defensive rebound. So it will be a foul, and Amherst has the basketball as it's going to be triggered in here by Braden Eckhout. They'll work it back around the perimeter as Adelung has it. He's stopped there by Jeldon, so he'll get the ball right side here for Preble. Preble over for Hadwiger. Hadwiger going to be shut off by Tristan Farley. And Adelung now will work the ball back around top of the circle. Driving here is Braden Eckhout. He shoots in the lane. It's a little bit strong. And another rebound here for Matt Heinrichs. He's been a rebounding machine. He's got 6 rebounds here in the game. He'll drive, dish. Nice pass in underneath. And Dalton Penny will lay it up and in. Great dump in there by Matt Heinrichs. That's about the third time the Falcons have done that. And all three times it's turned into points. On the run here is Adelung, and Adelung, little runner over the top of the defense. Nice shooter's touch, and he'll stop the Wilcox Hildreth run with a bucket. 17-13, Wilcox Hildreth up by 4. They've got the basketball. Dribbling is Heinrichs, and he's stopped, so he'll get it out to Farley, and will reset the half-court offense. Jeldon going to kick it out for Fouts. Fouts looks to the inside here for Farley, but they're going to skip it out for Jeldon, who will fire a 3. That's no good. And rebounded by Amherst. Broncos on the run here. They'll kick it out for Adelung on the baseline. Drive, nice bounce pass down low for Preble. Preble has a shot blocked by Farley and out of bounds. But they're going to say it was off of Cale Preble, who tried to get the ball back. Wow, Farley with a great block there as Amherst missed it and then could not come up with the rebound. So pressure on the ball here. Penny has to slow it down. Gets a long pass up ahead to Dax Fouts. They've got a 3-on-2. And we've got a double dribble. Yeah, he just kind of lost the handle there a little bit. And so Wilcox Hildreth turns the ball over. And again, that's kind of been their bugaboo here. They've turned the ball over 13 times in the game. And Amherst has only had a couple. So Preble will get the ball to Adelung. They'll bring the offensive end now with 37 seconds to go before halftime. On the bounce is Adelung. Right wing, Eckhout hits a three-pointer. That was not wide open by any stretch, but he drains it. 25 seconds to go. Pressure on the ball. Across the timeline is Heinrichs. Heinrichs picked up by Adelon. Will kick the ball out for Gelden, who will throw it off here at left side for Dax Fouts. And now they'll slow it down, looking for the last shot here before halftime. Matt Heinrichs will drive, dish in the corner. Gelden open for three, a high shot, a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound for Heinrichs. Heinrichs missed it, got the rebound, and now he's fouled with 1.2 to go, and we'll head to the free throw line. Matt Heinrichs bringing his lunch pail. He is going to work underneath on the glass. As he got a couple of offensive rebounds. And now he'll shoot two free throws. And the first one is up and good. So now 18-16. Wilcox Hildreth has a two-point lead. 1.2 to go. Heinrichs' second free throw is good. Holding Eckhout will inbound it. Long baseball throw to the basket. Will be short, and that will do it for the first half. Very entertaining half it is. Wilcox Hildreth with a 19-16 lead against Amherst. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. We are at halftime, 19-16. Wilcox Hildreth has the lead over Amherst. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Dance team for Amherst currently performing here with their team trailing it by three at intermission. And it's been a very entertaining game. Started off on a 6-0 run for Amherst, but then after that, battle was won, a 12-5 run that actually extended all the way out to a 15-5 run that allowed Wilcox Hildreth to take the lead, and they have not relinquished it since then. They lead it now 19-16 as we are here at intermission. And just some of the other numbers, team numbers that we can kind of look at, Wilcox Hildreth absolutely dominating the glass. They're a taller team, a little bit better rebounding team probably overall than what Amherst is. And Wilcox Hildreth has 18 rebounds here in the first half compared to 6 for Amherst. But they give up some of that because turnovers, there have been 13 turnovers by Wilcox Hildreth, and compare that to 3 here for Amherst in the first half. So that balances out a little bit. One reason why the game was so close, even though Wilcox Hildreth has been able to really kind of own things in the paint. And somewhat expected there, as Justin Farley, 6'5", very strong presence in the middle. And Matt Heinrich's also doing a great job in terms of rebounding, as he has 8 rebounds here in the first half to go with 10 points. And we're still totaling up some numbers here, but overall, field goal shooting, Amherst, 7 of 24 from the field. Wilcox Hildreth is shooting a little bit better. They're shooting right at 50%, 7 of 14 from the field, and they lead it here at intermission, 19 to 16. We're going to take a quick break. We'll give you the individual numbers here between the Falcons and the Broncos. And again, Wilcox Hildreth with a 19-16 lead here at halftime. And we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At 3 times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's break down the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst, who trails it here at intermission, 19-16. And they're being led by Trevor Adelong and Braden Eckhout. Each have 5 points here in the first half, both of them unofficially with 2 rebounds as well. Trey Tobenheim with 4 points and Holden Eckhout. He's played solid in there. He's got 2 points here at intermission. For Wilcox Hildreth, who has that 19-16 lead, they're being led so far by Matthew Heinrichs. Matt has 10 points, 8 rebounds in the game. Dalton Penny with 3 points. On the contest with a couple of rebounds. Marshall Jeldon with 2 points. Tristan Farley with 2. Dax Fouts with 2 points in the game as well. Wilcox Hildreth trailed at the end of the first quarter 11-6, but since then have been able to take the lead and have not given it up, as Wilcox Hildreth leads here at intermission 19-16. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. A very interesting basketball game, played at a very high level, and it's exactly what we thought when we got Wilcox Hildreth and Amherst together for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Wilcox Hildreth struggled early on, could not really handle the Amherst press. Once they kind of got that figured out, great penetration by Matt Heinrichs, who was able to make a nice little pass down low. Ivan Demidog also was able to dump in some balls in underneath. And Wilcox Hildreth has actually scored very effectively close to the basket, as they've been able to shoot 50% from the field. They've only tried two three-pointers the entire game. And Amherst, from behind the arc, they are 1 of 8 shooting three-pointers in this spacious gymnasium here, this spacious area to play the basketball game in at the Vero Event Center. And that probably one of the factors why they are trailing here at intermission 19-16 is because of that open spaces and going 1 of 8 shooting the three-pointer. But again, this is an environment in which Amherst hopes to play down in Lincoln, where they can play in some of those gymnasiums with a large open spaces. So we're going to take one last break here. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter. 19-16, Wilcox-Hildreth with the lead. We're back after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Trailing at 19-16, Amherst will have the basketball first as we start the second half. And in the offensive end is going to come Adelung. Adelung will give it off on the right wing here for Trey Tobenheim, who kicks it out for Bradeneck out, who hits a three, and we are tied at 19 just like that. They only hit a couple of free throw three-pointers in that first half, and they drain their very first attempt here in the second. A little pressure put on the ball, but Heinrichs gets the ball back and is able to bring it across the timeline. He'll give it off on the left side here for Jeldon, back to Heinrichs. Cycling through there is going to be Dax Farley. He's got the ball on the baseline. He looks inside. They will get the ball in there for Farley. And Farley, a nice little drive, hung on the rim, no good. And Hadwiger is the one that pulled down the defensive rebound. Nice look there for Wilcox-Hildreth. They kind of got what they wanted, and it didn't pan out for him. Tobenheim with a little drive, kick back out. Here's Hadwiger, 15-foot jumper, no good. And a rebound to Jeldon. So Jeldon will snag the bound here. And in the offensive end comes Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the bounce, gives it on that right corner. Fouts will look into Jeldon. Now top of the circle, Heinrichs has it. Heinrichs looking at this zone. We'll dump it off right side for Jeldon. He'll shoot a three. In and out, no good. And rebound by Tobenheim. So Tobenheim pulls it down, and they're on the run. He'll bring in the offensive end. Now top of the circle, Hadwiger has it. Off of the screen, here's Eckout. Thought about the three, but fighting his way through that screen and putting a hand up there was Dalton Penny. And that convinced Eckhout that early in the possession, he didn't want to take that shot. So bounce pass here, dribbling is Tobenheim. Tobenheim off of the screen is going to drive, take it off glass, and it's in. That screen got set up at the high post, and he was able to knife in and give Amherst the lead once again, 21-19. Bounce pass here for Fouts, and Fouts is going to drive, and he runs into the defender, going to be called for the charge. So Farley with the foul here is he's got the offensive foul and collecting it in underneath, I believe, was Hadwiger. They're wiping up the perspiration here. That's the first foul of the game here on Tristan Farley. So in the offensive end, here comes Adelung. He'll give it right side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger drives the baseline, working against Heinrichs. He's in the lane, has to kick it out. Get out of the lane. Preble thought about a three top of the circle, but it gives it to Adelung. Adelung's going to drive. Shoots over the top of the defense. No good. Rebound there by Preble. Preble's going to get it out for Hadwiger, and Hadwiger will hit the two. So he hits the two-pointer. And then the long outlet pass is going to be stolen by Braden Eckhout. Another Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. And Adelung on the bounce here with 5:28 to go, third quarter. We'll kick the ball on the left wing here for Preble. Preble lets everybody cycle through. Eckhout has it. And they'll give it top of the circle for Adelung. Adelung, right side, Preble. Preble could bounce it into Hedwiger, but then he'd be double-teamed, so he'll kick it out for Toppenheim, who has the dribble on the right wing. He's picked up there defensively by Gelden. Pass in the lane, off the mark. Good hands there by Hedwiger to keep it alive and tip it out for Adelung. Off of a screen, driving here is Eckhout. He'll try a 15-foot jumper that's in and out, no good. And rebound by Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will pull down yet another rebound. I'm a little bit behind in recording all of them, but he's got at least 10 rebounds here in the ball game. In the corner, three-pointer in transition, and the three jumpers no good for Dax Fouts, and the long rebound goes out to Preble. They'll kick it off here left side for Adelung. He'll fire the three, no good. Rebound, tipped around a little bit, and finally tracking it down is going to be Matt Heinrichs. Good work there by Heinrichs, and we got a timeout here by Dax. Brent Heinrichs calls the timeout with 3:29 to go here in the third quarter. It's 23-19, a four-point lead for Amherst. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As right now, the Falcons battling in this one. Ivan Demidog checks into the ball game with 4:29 to go here in the third quarter. And Gelden will inbound it. And Demidog will get the basketball here. He's picked up by Adelung. And Adelung will put some pressure on Demidog. And we'll kick the ball off your left side. They enter it down low for Tristan Farley. Farley, an extra pass, and then the jumper's up and good for Dalton Penny. Penny got a nice pass from post to post there by Farley. And in transition, Eckhout will try a quick little runner here for Amherst. It's no good. There's about three people out of bounds and the basketball. And they're going to say that the last one to touch it before it went out of bounds was Wilcox Hildreth. So Eckhout will inbound it after the miss. 5 second count going on. Just lobs it in for Adelung here as we're midway through the third quarter. Off of a screen. That count now will skip it off left side for Preble. Preble will give it back out for Eckhout. And the job of Dalton Penny is to not let Braden Eckhout get hot here. Amherst tries the three-pointer on that left side, and Adelung missed the three, and we've got a foul on the rebound. That'll be a hold, kind of a push, really. Trying to get the rebound here by Amherst. That'll be on Toppenheim. That's his second. 5 second count going on the inbounds. It's rolling around. Loose ball picked up by Heinrichs. Heinrichs is going to stop and give it to Demidog. Nearly a turnover for Wilcox Hildreth, but they've gotten the offensive end. Demidog jump stop on the baseline, kicks out for Gelden. Gelden's going to drive. Dish. Here's Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane. He'll spin, and it hits the front of the iron. No good. Loose ball goes out of bounds, and last touch by the Broncos. Matt Heinrichs missed the shot, but he stayed after trying to get that rebound. Couldn't come up with it, but it goes off the legs of Cale Preble and out of bounds. So a hustle play there that doesn't really show up statistically, but Heinrichs will inbound the basketball and give it to Demidog. Demidog works it around for Gelden, who gives it off on the right side here for Dalton Penny. Penny, and the pressure comes, gets it out to Gelden. Heinrichs has it between the circles, well behind the three-point arc. Right wing for Gelden. Back top of the circle here for Penny. Penny's going to drive. Penny will scoop and score. Dalton Penny, a nice little drive there, and we're tied at 23. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Adelung has it here for Amherst. Gets a little screen. Now takes it on that left side, but Demidog fights through that screen. Gives it off for Eckhout. Eckhout for three. His shot's no good. And rebounded here by Farley. So Farley pulls down the rebound after the Amherst miss. And Heinrichs will bring in the offensive end. He'll give right side for Gelden. Everybody cycles through there a little bit, and he'll give it off to Demidog, who will reset the half-court offense. Amherst going man-to-man, backing in and getting the pass as Farley. He'll drive the lane, and they're going to call a block there on that little pivot to get going in that direction. Checking in here for Amherst is going to be Ty Hadwiger. Hadwiger's got three fouls. He'll step out, and Preble will come out of the game. The foul was whistled on Braden Eckhout. That is going to be his first. and inbounded in the corner for Heinrichs. Heinrichs could have thought about the three. Well, take it in the lane. He'll kick it out for Dalton Penny. Penny looks inside for Farley, doesn't pass it in there. Farley has a size advantage here against Eckhout, but a drive, ball knocked loose by Adelung. He'll get the ball back out after the steal and will lay it up and in. Trevor Adelung created that turnover there and will capitalize with a bucket on the other end. He knocked it loose and then got the long outlet pass. Hadwiger will put pressure on Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane. Ball is blocked. Heinrichs comes up with it, and Heinrichs will lay it in. So he missed it, but then got the putback. In the lane, here's Hadwiger. Shoots over the top of Farley, and Hadwiger fighting for the rebound. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds. And we got a timeout being taken here by Amherst. With a minute 48 to go in the third quarter, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're tied at 25 and back right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And we've got a good one brewing. We're tied at 23 here with a minute 48 to go in the third. Pressure being put on, but Heinrichs has it. Don't have numbers, but Heinrichs is going to drive in anyway. He missed it, and a tip in by Tristan Farley. Farley makes the putback off the drive there. They didn't have numbers. It was a two-on-two, but nobody really shut off Heinrichs, so he made a good attempt at it. And in transition, Trey Tobenheim will fire off the two-pointer. It's no good, and Heinrichs pulls down yet another rebound. Unofficially, that's 16 rebounds for him in the ballgame. It's some stats that didn't get recorded at halftime, so I think that's accurate. He's got 16. Jeldon will throw it inside to Heinrichs, and Heinrichs takes it off glass and in. Heinrichs now with 14 points, 16 rebounds. Adelung in transition is going to be shut off by Demet Ogg. We'll give it off here for Eckhout. Eckhout gives it to Hadwiger. He'll drive, he'll shoot, he'll bank, he'll score. Ty Hadwiger, that was a nice little play there, controlling the ball. He's got four in the game, and Dalton Penny being double-teamed, and Heinrichs will call a timeout. Coach Heinrichs will call the timeout with 47.7 to go. That trap was suffocating for Amherst, so they call the timeout, and we'll take the timeout with them. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Ball inbounded here for Ivan Demet Ogg, who loses the basketball, but Johnny on the spot is Dalton Penny. He'll keep the possession going here, and Demet Ogg, down with 33 seconds left, takes it between the circles. Right side for Jeldon. He's going to fire a three, up and no good, and the rebound taken out by Tobenheim. Tobenheim works it around the perimeter. They'll give it to Eckhout. We'll see if they milk the clock here with 18 to go. 29-27. Down by two is Amherst. They've got the ball in the hands of Trevor Adelung. 10 seconds left. Demet Ogg staying close to him, but not close enough for that five-second count to stay. And they'll get it out for Eckhout. 4 seconds left. Eckhout, a three-pointer that goes out of bounds with .9 to go, and it will be Falcon ball. That'll be an air ball three-pointer. And Dalton Penny we'll just get the ball in to Heinrichs, and that will do it for the first three quarters. Wilcox-Hildreth, 29, Amherst, 27. We head to the fourth quarter to decide the Fort Kearney Conference Championship right after this timeout.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. If you're having half as much fun listening to the game as we are doing it, you're having a pretty good time. Wilcox Hildreth up by two to start the fourth quarter. They've got the basketball, and Demet Ogg will face just a little token pressure here by Trevor Adelong. He's near midcourt, and they'll start the offense by getting it to Heinrichs in the corner. Down low for Farley. Backdoor cut. Shot no good for Penny, and going to be rebounded out of there by Holdenek out. So Holdenek out with the defensive rebound. And a good look there, a set play for Wilcox Hildreth, even though they didn't get the shot to fall. Adelong will hand it off for Holdenek out, top of the circle. Gives it off to his older brother on that left side. They set a screen for him. He'll fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Broncos. So the Falcons, knowing that they're going to face some full court pressure here, will hand the basketball to Dalton Penny. And he'll inbound it on the baseline and gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs will hand it off to Farley, and Farley runs up court, brings it up. He'll dump it in underneath, and it's going to be a charge. Second time he's been called for the charge. And down there to collect it was Trey Tobenheim. A nice play there by Tobenheim. And Farley has two fouls in the game. Both of them have come on offense. And they'll wipe up the perspiration here with 7:19 to go in the ball game. Both teams with two team fouls. And again, the officials have let them play. And there's been a nice flow to it. Both teams playing very tenacious defense for there only being two fouls. Trey Tobenheim takes the top of the circle, shut off by Jeldon, kicks it left side. Adelong will fire a three, rolls around, no good. And Heinrichs will pull down the rebound after the miss. They'll let traffic clear, brings it in the offensive end, gives it to Demet Ogg, back to Heinrichs. Heinrichs will penetrate, will float, shot, no good. And coming up with the rebound is Preble. Preble comes up with the rebound after the miss, and they'll get the ball out here to Eckhout. Eckhout will float, kick it around the corner. Holden's got it now. Holden Eckhout will fire a three. That's no good. And again, Heinrichs with another rebound. And we've got a foul in there underneath. A little penetration. And there's going to be no shots here, as there was just kind of a little block in there. And the foul is going to be on Holdenek out. That's just going to be his second. And they'll inbound it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane, leans in, creates a little space, banks it off the glass, and it's in. They just bounced it right to him on the low block. And again, I thought that defense was pretty good, but he created just a little bit of space and went up strong. And now Matt Heinrichs has 16 points in the ball game. On the bounce here, Amherst will get it over there for Trey Tobenheim. Kicks back left side, jumper good. So Hadwiger with a nice little runner in the lane. Shots no good. Rebound after a miss here by Dalton Penny. And they're able to keep the ball alive. And we're going to have another timeout here by Heinrichs. Coach Heinrichs was not happy with how his team was moving the ball there. So he calls a timeout with 5:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. 31-29, a two-point lead for Wilcox Hildreth. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, a good one brewing, 31-29, as Wilcox Hildreth holding on to the lead here. And not a lot of fouls called. Both teams even, pretty much, in terms of the number of fouls. There's been three that have been called against Amherst, only two against Wilcox Hildreth. And again, unless, I don't want to say it has to be blatant, but they've been letting them play. They're not calling any ticky-tack fouls, that's for sure, as Heinrichs is going to inbound it and give it to Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg gives it back to Heinrichs on that right side, enters it. For Farley. Farley will drive and score. Tristan Farley, outside of the lane by about 6 feet, was able to make a nice little spin there, get a nice little angle, take it off the glass and score. 4-point lead now for the Falcons. With the bounce here is Ty Hadwiger, who shoots over the top of the defender Farley, and Hadwiger with the hit. And Ty Hadwiger now with 8 points in the game. He's got the last 4 points here for Amherst. Matt Heinrichs gives it for Demet Ogg between the circles. Adelung comes out on him. 5 minutes to go. Dribbling is Demet Ogg. He'll kick it back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs lost it, gets it back, and he'll dribble out with it. Gives it to Demet Ogg. Sets a screen for him now, and Demet Ogg will take it on that right side. He also gets a screen over there by Dax Fouts. Fouts now has it top of the circle. Gives it off on the right side, and Coach Heinrichs directing traffic there for his offense as they get up on the right side for Demet Ogg. And has the ball knocked away from him. It goes off of Demet Ogg's shoulder and out of bounds. Great defensive play there by Holden Eckhout to force the turnover. 18 turnovers now against Wilcox Hildreth compared to only 4 unofficially for Amherst. That's one of the bigger factors in the game here. Tobenheim brings it in the offensive end. He's working against Fouts, misses the layup, and Dax Fouts will pull down the rebound. And they'll slow it down a little bit. Will Ivan Demet Ogg, as he brings it in the offensive end here. Gets a screen there from Fouts. And now this time we're going to have a block called on Eckhout. Holden Eckhout's third personal foul. 33-31. Wilcox Hildreth up by 2 with 4:14 to go. This one has been just as good as we hoped it would be. Demet Ogg will get the ball off on that right side for Fouts. Fouts will take it into the corner. Now kick it back around the perimeter. With it is Dalton Penny. He'll give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs working against Eckhout. Dribbles, falls down, may have hurt his knee. Yeah, he comes back up. He's not injured. That's good, but that is Wilcox Hildreth turnover. And here come the Broncos dribbling a little bit too fast, and they lose the ball. Trying to, with that bounce, do a little jump stop there was Braden Eckhout. And Eckhout, the timing of that was just a little bit off, as when he jump stopped, it was mid-bounce, and it goes off of his fingertips. So Amherst turns it over. And Wilcox Hildreth inbounds. They get it to Farley in the corner, who gives it back out to Penny. Penny's pass deflected away, and Demet Ogg is able to keep it alive. Passes up ahead here to Fouts. It goes off of Fouts' hands, and then off the leg of Cale Preble and out of bounds. A couple of times, Wilcox Hildreth nearly turned the ball over this possession, but instead they'll inbound it underneath their own basket. They make that catch. That's an easy bucket, too. On the inbounds, three-pointer for Heinrichs. No good. And Adelung will pull down the rebound. He'll drive. He'll take it off glass. He'll shoot over top of Farley. It's no good. And rebounded by Heinrichs. Heinrichs pulls it down. That might have been altered, not blocked, but altered on that drive. Demet Ogg has his pocket picked by Adelung. He tipped it up ahead. Now Adelung's got it, leading the break. Gives it off for Holden Eckhout. He gets a bucket and a foul! What a beautiful pass inside to Holden Eckhout, who gets the bucket and now a chance to give the lead back to Amherst. We're deadlocked at 33 with 3:17 to go. The foul is going to be on Tristan Farley. That is going to be his third. That's his first defensive foul of the game. And Holden Eckhout with one shot, and it's good. And just like that, Amherst takes the lead back, 34-33. They'll inbound it here for Farley. Over up ahead, and they throw it away. Jeldon missed with his pass to Heinrichs as they were trying to capitalize, breaking the press. Instead, Wilcox Elder turns it over. Again, turnovers. That's what's killing Wilcox Elder here. They've got 20 turnovers in the game compared to 5 for Amherst. The reason they've taken care of the ball is a young man dribbling it right now, Trevor Adelung, who brings it in the offensive end. Gets a screen, fires a three, rolls around, no good, and Heinrichs will pull down the defensive rebound. He'll bring it up, and he'll stop at the elbow. Off of a screen, they'll get it left side for Dalton Penny. Gets it inside for Farley, who lost the ball, but it goes off of one of the Amherst players. They collapsed on him, had a Bronco on either hip, and when it went out of bounds, it went off of one of those guys wearing red shorts. So to inbound the basketball is going to be Dax Fouts. 5-second count going on, and he'll just toss it in here for Dalton Penny, top of the circle. He'll give it for Heinrichs, trying to get it down low for Farley, and that'll be another Wilcox Hill turnover. Farley had a guy in his back pocket, was posting him up. When they threw the ball, they threw it too far away from him, and he couldn't get the catch. And so Wilcox Elder turns it over again. One-point ball game, 2:40 to go. The lead and the rock in the hands here of Amherst. Adelung will give it off left side for Holdenek out. Holden on the dribble. Kicks it back out for his older brother, Braden. Braden off of a screen, thought about the three, but good hustle there by Penny to fight through that screen. And now Holdenek out's got the dribble. He's going to be picked up there by Heinrichs. And Holdenek out, little jump stop, loses the ball. He was last to touch it, and Amherst will turn it over. Defense holds here for Wilcox Elder, who trails it 34-33. And the ball inbounded. Nice math there by Jimmy Langan, by the way. Ball inbounded to Dax Fouts. Fouts is able to get it off here for Penny. 5-second count, or 10-second count, getting close. And so Wilcox Elder calls the timeout with 2:09 to go. Nice timeout by Coach Heinrichs. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 2:09 to go in the ballgame, 34-33. Amherst with the lead. Wilcox Hilders will inbound. We come back after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at the Viero Event Center. And this is a pretty good event. A great matchup here between the two top teams in the Fort Kearney Conference, second seed at Amherst. Has a one-point lead over top-seeded Wilcox Hildreth, 34-33, as we're in the not exactly the final throws of the game, but it's starting to be, plays are starting to be a little bit bigger with 2:09 to go in the basketball game. And that allows Amherst to put the pressure on after that timeout. Wilcox Hildreth only has one timeout left in the game. Pass up ahead here for Matt Heinrichs, who will give the ball back out to Demet Ogg. Entry pass down low, off the hands, and out of bounds. Dax Fouts, I think, was a little bit surprised by that pass, and it's going to end up being a turnover. He was in the right spot, but Fouts just wasn't ready for it. And so Cale Preble will bring the ball inbounds by passing it to Adelung, and Adelung will be picked up at midcourt here by Demet Ogg as Adelung dribbles to the right side, gets a little screen, takes the top of the circle. Demet Ogg fighting through there, knocked the ball loose. It's going to go in the backcourt, and they're going to say it was tipped. And so with the basketball here is Eckhout. Eckhout kicks it left side for Adelung, who penetrates, kicks left side, holding Eckhout. His three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Demet Ogg comes up with a rebound on the run. He'll jump stop and slow it down, giving it to Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs lobs it inside for Farley. Farley pass tip. Demet Ogg is able to track it down. He's used up his dribble, so he'll give a ball back around here for Dax Fouts. Over for Demet Ogg, who can't shoot over the top of Hadwiger. He gets a screen. Now he'll shoot. Now he'll score. And he greens a three-pointer. Wilcox Hildreth up by two. 36-34. And a loose ball picked up by Demet Ogg. He's going to take it from Adelung, lay it up and in. 5 straight points here by Demet Ogg. And an uncharacteristic turnover by Amherst. Final minute of the game. Four-point contest. Turnaround jumper. Great neck out. Hits the bucket, and we got a timeout. 49.2 to go. 38-36. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. As the Broncos call the timeout to set up their defense in the final minute of the ball game. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back and set everything up. 38-36. A two-point lead for Wilcox Hildreth. They'll inbound it. We come back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Well, a quick 5-0 Ivan Demeet-Ogg run here for Wilcox Hildreth gives them the lead, but then a great pressure turnaround jumper from Braden Eckhout to make it a two-point ball game. 38-36. Wilcox Hildreth has the lead with 49.2 to go. Neither team is in the bonus. In fact, have plenty of fouls to give, and both teams also with one timeout left, and the possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. So there's your game reset here, and they can run the baseline if they need to. Dax Fouts will inbound the basketball, gets it in the hands here of Farley, and Farley has it stolen away by Eckhout. Holding Eckhout forces the turnover, and they'll work it around. Driving here is going to be Hadwiger in the lane. He'll kick it back out here for Tobenheim. Off the turnover, an opportunity here for Amherst. They'll hand the ball off for Adelung. He pulls up just inside the three-point arc and rattles it in. We are tied at 38. Long pass. Intercepted by Holden Eckhout. Another Wilcox Hildreth turnover. 19 seconds left. Broncos will bring it up, and we got a timeout here for the Broncos. 17.4 to go in the ballgame. We're tied at 38. Amherst with the potential of getting the last bucket here as they'll have the ball and inbound it after this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Broncos with 17 seconds to go will then bound it at midcourt when we come back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
38-38. Again, the possession now is pointing to Amherst, but with that long pass intercepted by Holden Eckhout. Now the opportunity falls with Amherst to take the lead back. And inbound the ball here is going to be Braden Eckhout. Holden Eckhout's out there. Hadwiger, Adelung, and Trey Tobenheim. 17.4 to go. Falcons can be aggressive defensively here because they have a couple of fouls to give. Ball inbounded for Tobenheim, who will now bring it across the timeline. That's over and back. That's over and back. Trey Tobenheim just barely with one dribble got across, handed the ball back to Adelung, and it's over and back by about an inch. But Amherst turns it over. There's 12.2, and now a timeout here for Heinrichs and the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. They call timeout with 12.2 to go to set something up. And we'll see what they can do when they inbound the ball at midcourt. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Goodwin Brewing. We're back after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, welcome back here. 12.2 to go. Nice call by the officials, that over and back, but it was barely over and back. He dribbled, picked up the ball, so both feet and the ball were in the offensive end. and then handed it off in the backcourt, and it's a turnover. If his heel would have still been on that half-court line, they'd been okay. So ball inbounded here for Demet Ogg. 10 seconds left. Hands it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs dribbles that right side. He's being pressured there by Preble. They'll drive, and we've got a whistle before the shot. And so 5.2 to go. That will not really hurt Amherst here because that foul is before the shot, and it's not going to be a one-and-one. And so Heinrichs will inbound. 5.2 to go. On the sideline, gives it to Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg drives, and another hand check foul. Going to be called before the pass. Now there's 2.9 to go. But since the ball got to the free throw line, no, they didn't quite get there. So they're going to inbound it on the sideline. So tossing it in here is going to be Dax Fouts. 2.9 to go. They'll hand the basketball. And 5 second count going on. They get it into Farley. Farley, a little runner, floater, short, and we've got overtime. Farley's little short floater ended up being just a little bit too short. And we'll head to overtime, tied at 38. Well, this is as much fun as you can have. So we might as well play a little bit more basketball. We'll put 4 minutes on the clock, and we'll decide the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Tied at 38, heading overtime. We're back after this.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We're tied at 38, and Amherst well under their season average for sure. In fact, we think that their lowest score that they've had all season was 61, and that came against Pleasanton yesterday, and they won that game by 19. We're going to have to play a lot of overtime for them to get back to 61 in this game. So here we go to overtime, as we'll have the first jump since we had from the opening tip. Eckhout will be doing the jumping here against Tristan Farley. And Higgins will put it out there. The tip is going to be in the backcourt, picked up by Demet Ogg. So Wilcox Hildreth has possession here. They'll give it off for Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs will spin in the lane, dump it in underneath. It's caught, laid up underneath, reverse layup. Good for Tristan Farley. So Farley will put Wilcox Hildreth back on top. That might have been the play they wanted to run when they called the timeout with about 12 seconds to go. Spin move here for Adelung. Adelung's going to kick in the corner. Three-pointer over there is no good. And over the back is going to be Demet Ogg. Rebounding position there for Trevor Adelung. He's the one that's fouled. And that's now six fouls. We're in overtime, and neither team is in the bonus yet. Inbounding on the baseline is going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger in the lane here. No worker back around to Adelung. He gives it off on the left side for Eckhout. Right side off the screen, Taubenheim throws it in. Cutting through is Hadwiger. Tough shot, no good. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Holden Eckhout, who was trying to out-rebound Matt Heinrichs there. So Heinrichs, again, one of those plays that isn't going to show up in the book. And he'll inbound the ball to Dalton Penny. Gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs is picked up there by Trey Taubenheim, so he's going to slow it down. And he'll get the basketball back out here for Dax Fouts. Around the perimeter to Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg kicks now left side for Fouts. 3 minutes to go in the overtime. 2-point lead for Wilcox Hildreth. On the dribble here is going to be Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane. Shot no good. Offensive rebound goes off the hands of Tristan Farley. But it was last touched by Amherst. Wasn't really a shot there. Kind of a lob pass inside for Tristan Farley. And Farley had it momentarily and had it knocked away. So Falcons will inbound it. All alone is Dalton Penny. And Penny, nobody picked him up. That's a gimme right there. Banks it in. And a four-point Wilcox Hildreth lead. On the run here is Braden Eckhout. Leans in. Has a shot blocked. And then taken away by Dalton Penny. So Penny with the block. And it's going to be a foul trying to get the ball back. And that'll be a one-and-one on the other end of the court. The foul is going to be on Eckhout, who had his shot blocked and then tried to get the ball back. And so Dalton Penny will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1. Dalton Penny, a 58% free throw shooter. And the free throw here is no good. Eckhout will pull down the rebound, bring in the offensive end, gives it right side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger in the lane, kicking it out. Adelung nearly was in the wrong spot, but is able to put a hand on it, keeps the dribble alive, and the ball in their possession. Hadwiger, a little penetration, out for Tobenheim. Adelung off a screen, left side, jumper, no good. Heinrichs with another rebound. And Heinrichs will give it to Demet Ogg. 2:15 to go. Demet Ogg working against Adelung across the timeline. Falling down, is able to tip the ball out here for Dax Fouts. And Demet Ogg almost turned that over, but that hustle play to tip it out to Fouts kept it alive. Matt Heinrichs working against a little bit of pressure here by Tobenheim. And Tobenheim is going to be called for the foul. So now the 72% free throw shooter, Matt Heinrichs, will shoot a 1-and-1. He's got 21 rebounds, 16 points, and now one free throw. And it is off the mark and no good. Amherst snags the rebound. In the offensive end is Braden Eckhout after he got the rebound. He'll get the ball out here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim off a screen, hands it to Hadwiger. Back count for Adelung. He's going to fire a three. It's short and rebounded by guess who? Matt Heinrichs pulls down the rebound. Wilcox-Hildreth has allowed no points in overtime last night and tonight. That's 6 minutes of overtime action. Pass up ahead. Wide open in underneath is Dax Fouts, and Fouts is going to be fouled. Demet Ogg with a great pass from near midcourt. So Fouts will be shooting two here as forced to commit the foul. There was Braden Eckhout. That's going to be his third. So the free throw by Fouts rolls around and is no good. He's got one more coming. 42-38. Second free throw, also short, and rebounded by Hadwiger. Amherst needs a bucket here. They have not scored in the overtime. Adelung gives it between the circles now for Eckhout. Eckhout drives, kicks out for Adelung. Adelung, long jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, holding Eckhout, puts up the shot, and now he'll head to the line. Couldn't get that shot to fall, but now, thanks to that rebound, he's hit on the arm, and he's going to be shooting two shots. And the foul is going to be on Tristan Farley. That is going to be his fourth. So spinning the ball in his hands is holding Eckhout. His free throw hits the back of the iron. Flies out of there, so no point there. He's got one more free throw coming up. If he makes this one, we'll have a one-possession game with a minute 15 to go. Eckhout, 5 points in the game. The free throw is up. Back of the iron, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds, and they're going to say last touched by Amherst. I think Braden Eckhout was the last to touch it over there with the red jersey. So Dax Fouts to throw it in. And, of course, the Broncos are going to put full court pressure on. Fouts gets the ball back after it was inbounded to Farley. Fouts is in a little trouble, gives it to Demet Ogg. Demet Ogg on the run. They have a three-on-one here. He's going to drive all the way in, and he lays it up and in. Demet Ogg makes it a six-point ball game. 44-38, final minute here. Kick out, open his Hadwiger. He'll fire a three, in and out, no good. Rebound to Heinrichs. Heinrichs is fouled. And Heinrichs will now shoot two free throws. That's the 10th team foul against Amherst. And Amherst has not scored here in the overtime. Heinrichs will have two free throws. It's already a two-possession game. He can make it a three-possession game if he makes one, and he's just done that. 45-38. What is it with Wilcox-Hildreth and playing defense in overtime? They have not given up a point in overtime the last two nights. Free throw here, no good. They played two overtimes and haven't given up a point. Braden Eckhout in the offensive end. He'll give left side for Adelung, who will fire a three. That's going to be short. Rebounded by Holden Eckhout. Back out for Adelung. Another three-pointer. No good. It goes out of bounds. And the officials are going to talk it over. The basketball belongs to the Broncos with 32 seconds to go. So inbounding in the corner here is going to be Braden Eckhout. He'll toss the ball in for Tobenheim. For Adelong, who will fire an NBA three. Back the iron, no good. Long rebound, tipped out to Adelong again. 22 seconds to go. Adelong on the dribble. He's going to hand the ball off here for Eckhout. Eckhout is going to fire a three. It's blocked. We've got a foul call, though. I thought Tristan Farley was clean, but there'll be three free throws coming up here and the fifth foul of the game against Tristan Farley. So he'll walk out of the game, and Braden Eckhout will walk to the free throw line for three huge free throws. And listen to the round of applause for Tristan Farley. 8 points, eight rebounds, and now five fouls. Eckhout with 17.5 to go makes the first of three free throws. 45-39. And we got a timeout being taken here by Wilcox Hildreth. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 17.5 to go in the ballgame. Two more free throws coming up here for Eckhout, trailing it by six with 17 seconds to go in the overtime. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As we've got a six-point ball game right now, Wilcox Hildreth has that lead, but two more free throws are coming up here for Eckhout. And so there's still going to be some time here. One timeout is left for the Broncos. Well, I'm not sure why they blew the horn there, but they got it all straightened out. Now Eckhout will step back to the line again. He bends the knees, fires the free throw. It's back the iron and no good. Still remains a seven-point ball game. Excuse me, a six-point ball game. Eckhout's third free throw. He's one out of two so far this possession. And the free throw is up and good. So he makes it, and they'll put the pressure on. Dax Fouts will inbound the basketball to Jeldon. Jeldon on the run is going to be fouled. And now he'll go to the line. He'll shoot a couple. And it's going to maybe evolve into a little bit of a free throw shooting contest. So Jeldon to the line. He's a 64% shooter. He'll have two. After the foul was called on Tobenheim, that's his fourth. The free throw is up and good. So Jeldon makes the first of two free throws. And it's now 46-40. Two-possession game with 14.9 to go. Second free throw is good. That one just tore the net inside out. Ball inbounded to Holden Eckhout. Holden Eckhout will dribble, shoot over the top of Heinrichs. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Demet Ogg, and Demet Ogg is going to get fouled. And Demet Ogg may have sealed the doom of the Amherst Broncos. Seven-point ball game, 7 seconds to go. And Demet Ogg will have two more free throws here. The free throw hits the back of the iron. It's no good. Second free throw on the way. He makes that one. 8-point ball game, 48-40. Ball inbounded here to Braden Eckhout. Eckhout will stop, fire a long three-pointer. No good. Heinrichs pulls down the rebound, and that will do it. Matt Heinrichs pulls down the rebound to end the game. It seems appropriate. He had 24 rebounds in the game after the missed three-pointer for Amherst. Amherst on the game unofficially, 2 of 26 shooting three-pointers. So an appropriate ending to the game as Wilcox Hildreth holds on for a 48-40 win over Wilcox, excuse me, Wilcox Hildreth holds on for a 48-40 win over Amherst to win the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Here is for the conference champions, the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons, as they hold on here 48-40 over Amherst. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, some more numbers. We mentioned the three-point shooting here unofficially. Amherst 2 of 26. Wilcox Hildreth was 1 of 9. Overall shooting, Amherst 17 of 67. Wilcox Hildreth 19 of 45. Rebounding, Wilcox Hildreth 43, Amherst 23. But also 24 turnovers for Wilcox Hildreth, 8 for Amherst, although they did have a couple of huge ones down the stretch as they fall here 48-40 to Wilcox Hildreth. Let's check the numbers here for Amherst, who now suffer only their second loss of the season. They were led tonight by Braden Eckhout, who finished with 12 points, 4 rebounds. Trevor Adelung with 9 points. Ty Hadwiger had 8. Trey Toppenheim with 6. And Holden Eckhout came off the bench and had 5 points in the ball game. And again, shooting unofficially 17-67. That's 25%. Their three-point shooting was 8%. 2 of 26, they shot 8%. From three-point range. Meanwhile, for the conference champions, Wilcox Hildreth, a huge night for the coach's son. Matt Heinrichs finished with 17 points, 24 rebounds in the game. He was 5 of 8 from the free throw line, which is a pretty important stat here as well. So 17 points, 24 rebounds for Matt Heinrichs. Dalton Penny finished with 9 points, 4 rebounds. Ivan Demidog had 8 points and 3 rebounds. Tristan Farley with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and a couple of blocks. Marshall Jeldon with 2 points and 3 rebounds in the game. And Dax Fouts gave some quality minutes as well. He finished with 2 points in the game. 19 of 45 from the field, so they shot 42%. They only tried 9 three-pointers in the game. They were 1 of 9 for 11%, so neither one shot the ball extremely well from behind the arc. And in fact, Wilcox Hildreth also struggled a little bit from the free throw line, where they were 9 of 19. So they shot under 50% from the free throw line, but they're able to win the rebounding battle in a large way, 43-23 over Amherst. And they're able to hold on in this one, a final of 48-40. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully have a chance to talk with Bill Giffen from Amherst, as well as Brent Heinrichs from Wilcox Hildreth. We'll do that as we continue with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank.
See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care. No referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 48-40. Tough win here for Wilcox Hildreth, but they hold on. 48-40. And a huge night for the coach's son. We'll have to ask Dad about that here in just a few moments as Brent Heinrichs is able to come over here and join us for just a few moments as he's able to sit down. First of all, Brent, congratulations. That's a very nice win.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we finally came back, got our defensive edge back tonight and played defense with passion and got off to a slow start. I must be saying all the wrong things in the pregame huddles because we just can't get out of the block very good. But boy, we showed a lot of guts tonight, and I was proud of our guys.
Well, and whatever you're saying before overtime, I'd keep saying that because the shutout last night gave up only 2 points here tonight.
Yeah, maybe it just takes us a little bit to get going. But you know, Amherst is a great team. Hats off to their coaching staff, and we'll play them here again in a couple weeks. But you know, those good games, these good teams, that makes you better. So we look forward to that. And I was really happy that we didn't back down from the challenge.
I want to throw three sets of numbers at you. We'll do them one at a time. One of them is you out-rebounded them, according to my records, 43-23. Kind of figured you had a rebounding edge, but that's huge.
It is, you know, and that's one place that we thought maybe we had an edge, and we darn well better exploit it because they got, you know, they got great shooters. They got a lot of quickness. So, you know, we knew that we had to have that in our column, so to speak. And we did, so that's fantastic.
And the bad news is I had 23 turnovers, and that obviously caused you some problems.
Yeah, it did. You know, we turned it over a lot the other night against Sumner, and you know, we got experienced guys, and at times we handle the ball well. But tonight, well, you saw, we got awful loosey with it and threw the ball around the yard. Just didn't catch the ball sometimes. But, you know, that's it. They're high school kids, and we're still trying to get better and grow through the things that we're not good at and grow on the things that we are good at.
Well, the high school kid that lives at your house had a huge game, 17 points, 24 rebounds. And I understand you probably want to downplay it because he's your son. But come on, Dad, you have to admit you got a great effort tonight from Matt Heinrichs.
You know, we did. He did an outstanding job, you know, and I couldn't be prouder of him. I asked him how he felt this morning, and he said, Coach, I think we're going to win. And I was really proud of the way he played tonight. So, you know, it's our team's got a lot of balance. It's one night, it's one guy. Another night, it's another guy. So, yeah, we were very pleased with that.
Hey, appreciate the time. Go enjoy this.
Thanks so much, Randy.
Brent Heinrichs, the head boys basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth. They win it 48-40. And, again, Matt, a huge game, 17 points, 24 rebounds. Ivan Demidog. Again, number's not huge for him, but he had a nice little 5-0 run there where he hit a three-pointer, got a steal, got a layup late in that fourth quarter. That's what put Wilcox Hildreth ahead. They relinquished that lead because obviously we went to overtime, but then Wilcox Hildreth able to hold on in this one, a final of 48-40. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with Bill Giffen. Again, they went into the locker room after everything was over and spending a little time there, as he should, talking to his players about a tough loss because the season's not over for them by any stretch of the imagination. As Brent mentioned a few minutes ago, they'll get a chance to have a rematch with Wilcox Hildreth, and the things they want to get done, they still have the opportunity to do. So he's, again, setting the stage for the next part of the season is Coach Giffen. So we do anticipate that he'll join us here in just a few moments, as we'll continue with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We come back. Coach is on his way, in fact, and we'll talk to the coach right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. connected to global grain buyers and food companies, connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job, connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center at the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Kind enough to join us is Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach here at Amherst, who fall in the conference championship, the Wilcox Hildreth, 48-40. And, boy, you guys got out to a great start to the game and showed a lot of defensive tenacity here. I had you forcing 23 turnovers in the game, and kind of going in, I thought if you forced 23 turnovers, I liked your chance of the win it.
Yeah, you know, and then you look at the rebound numbers. I don't know where those were at, but yeah, I agree with you. 23, I'd like our chances, but that's a great defensive ball team. You know, Brent does a great job with them, and that's what we expected. We hoped we would execute a little bit better. I thought, you know, just the little things that become big things, like spacing and such, ball movement and waiting for your shot. I told them, like I always do, you score early or score late, especially against these guys. And we had some hurried shots, and mm-hmm. we kind of got it in our head a little bit. But, you know, we had a chance to win, and, you know, those things happen.
And you mentioned hurried shots. It seemed like maybe they're pressing a little bit in the overtime.
Yeah.
You know, they fell behind, and then maybe – rushed it just a little bit because, again, scoring only 2 points in that extra period. And I don't want to say you hit the panic button, but you can't really practice that in terms of being in these tight kinds of ball games. So this would be a great learning experience.
Well, exactly. You took words right out of my mouth, and that's what I told them in the locker room. You know, this isn't the last game, and we needed a game like that. You'd like to take it and win it, give you a little more confidence. But bottom line, seeing how you perform under pressure, and we hadn't been taken that far, you know, yet this season, you know, an overtime game. So you learn from that. If you made a mistake just because you were a bundle of nerves, after a while you learn to just, you know, the heck with that. We're going to play hard, and we're not going to worry about it, the mental part of it. And so that's what we'll take for it, and that's very valuable.
I had you being 2 of 26 shooting three-pointers on the night. Obviously, the three-pointer is a huge element of your game. So you have to be who you are in terms of shooting the three-pointer. But 2 out of 26, yeah. It just wasn't working for you tonight in this big, spacious arena.
Yeah, you live by the three. You die by the three occasionally. But, you know, we're not a tall team, so we've got to throw in a few from there. And that's 26 is a lot more than a few. But, yeah, I thought we would shoot a little bit better tonight. You had that one night experience before that, and you shoot a little bit better. But then again, you're not going against a poor defensive team. You're going against a very fine defensive team there.
So, again, this is a learning opportunity. What were some of the things you said in the locker room in terms of trying to build on this? Because everything you want to do is still in front of you,
right,
except
right.
the conference championship. Everything
right.
else is available in front of you.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about. It's all in front of us. You take this with a learning experience. You review the film, and you know what you'll see. You'll see that our spacing wasn't very good at times. We rushed shots at times. Against a team like that that plays a pack line type of a defense, you're going to have to be patient. You know, it's not a college game where you got a shot clock.
Right.
And, you know, if you take a minute off the clock, it's not going to kill you. But that's not our mentality. We're an up-tempo team, and we like to establish tempo. So that kind of went against that a little bit. But we'll learn from that.
Yeah. Well, you got another matchup coming up with Wilcox Hildreth. They got the tournament title. You can win the regular season conference title if you guys are able to take care of business from here on out.
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there for this team to do. Is learn. Learn from it, you know, make the improvements, and mentally is the biggest thing, you know, take that from it and go on.
All right. Well, Bill, hey, nice game. Appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Time.
Thanks for coverage.
Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach here at Amherst, as they fall here in overtime, 48-40. Next up for them, their record now is 17-2 on the season. Wilcox Hildreth is now 18-1. Both these two teams will be in action on Tuesday. Amherst will be taking on Alma. Wilcox Hildreth on Tuesday will be taking on Overton. And as we mentioned, you might want to put a circle on that one. These two teams are going to get back together on the 20th, a week from Friday, as that game will be in at Wilcox Hildreth. They'll host the game a week from Friday, and that'll be a great start to the last weekend of the regular season. Once again, your final, Wilcox-Hildreth 48, Amherst 40, to come away with the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Championship game. The girls championship game won by Axtell 53 to 47 over Elm Creek. Amherst won the consolation game on the girls' side, 37-29 over Pleasanton, and the boys' consolation won by Elm Creek, 62-50 over Pleasanton. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Stacy Johns back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.